So we have two new officers that are sworn in, starting the academy on September 2nd in Sauk Valley College up in Dixon. First one, her name is Brianna Wakeland. Her husband is actually an officer for us. They both live in Aledo, are invested in Aledo, grew up here and stuff, so I'm happy to have them here. And then Jaden Brown, who is also from this area, living in Seton with his family. Jaden is a former correctional officer for Mercer County, and he was working as a Brinks security guard, now an armed security guard. We're happy to have both of them. Both are young, very grateful to have this position. It's kind of a life changer for them and their families. They're looking forward to getting through the academy and coming back to work for us.
You have to be pleased that there's family investment with the two officers, because the city council chambers haven't been this packed in like a long, long time.
You're exactly right. You know, like what I'm looking for is people that are invested in the community even before they apply, and you know, that are gonna stay here hopefully for a long time. You know, the council has done a lot of things to try to invite people to come and apply. They did the $7,500 signing bonus, so these officers will experience $2,500 at the end of each year for the first 3 years. They've done a $5,000 retention bonus every 5 years to try to maintain them. But what I'm looking for is, like, you know, the people that want to be here even without that. And I believe that these two do, and I'm really excited about having them on our department.
And then where, after these two hires, where are you staffing-wise now?
So this is the exciting part. We may be at full strength for the first time in a long time. And actually right now the council approved me to go one over strength. Normally we have 8. This will bring us 9. We need that for, like, sickness, for vacations, for training, for other things that come up in the department. You know, I'm trying to find a schedule, like, where we can have every other weekend off for the patrol officers. You know, just another thing to try to retain good people so they can have time with their family and have a good work-life balance.